Well, top of the morning to you guys. Now, I had a few Peronis last night, so I'm not firing on all eight cylinders today. That's the problem when you get old. Anyway, here's a 22-year-old Femon, and she's special. Why? Because she's a princess. A real one. And this is the Princess of the Netherlands. I didn't even know they had a royal family. But all the royals kind of do a military stint, don't they? Why? Because it looks good. Harry did it in the UK, William did it. And it's kind of funny, isn't it? They always do very well. Well, except for maybe Edward. Nobody probably will remember this when I was a young man, but he went into the military. Couldn't hack it. Had to leave early. Oh, there was a big cover story and everything, and they kind of swept it under the carpet. But most real English people know why Edward couldn't hack it. Because he's different, if you know what I mean. But do you think these people, these special people, are going to the military and are treated just like normal people? Of course they're not. Before they even go in there, they're going to do well. And they're always surrounded by protector people. Because most of it's all for show. Plus, it also gives them another uniform they can wear when they do a parade. And who really loves all this pomp and pageantry? Well, Femons do, don't they? Because it's all about princesses, princesses, queens, kings, money, prestige. And all these people are treated special. Exactly what a Femon wants in their lives. I mean, most of them now all believe they're princesses, don't they? I mean, I'm not an anti-royalist. But let's face it, these people are born into the family. And they have privilege already. And if they screw up, it'll be covered up. But they don't have to worry about things like normal people have to think about. They are going to be protected and cared for the rest of their life. But anyway, back to this princess. Not only did she do exceptionally well, she was even allowed to sort of drive a submarine, make it surface, under supervision. And apparently she even handled an F-16 as well. And I don't think they normally let a grunt who's just started do all that, do they? I mean, let's face it, no matter what happens, she was going to pass anyway. But she not only passed, she made corporal, of course, because it was written that she was exceptional before she went in. And this is her meeting her mother after finishing her training. And of course, you know she's going to do exceptional, probably better than any male, because she's a Femon. And that's what they're pushing all the time now, isn't it? Femons can do anything a man can do, and they can do it better. Well, maybe except working down the sewers, maybe. But to me, it's all fake, isn't it? I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And I did hear that they're going to disband the army in the Netherlands because they don't need any more than this one Femon here, who's actually a one-person army. But I'd like to take the opportunity, really, to be serious and to thank all the people that are in the military right now, the real people. Actually, when I was a very, very young guy, I started the ATC Corps. It was the Air Training Corps. I lasted 3 days. Not because I couldn't do anything or anything, it was just the fact I didn't like being bossed around. Because at the time, I was young and a rebel. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.